Hi, everyone. So before I tell you about my scripture, I actually want to start by giving you a little bit of a backstory. So growing up, I had like no confidence whatsoever. I felt so unworthy, and I felt like I did not deserve good things. And when I gave my life to God, I realized two things. So number one, those are all lies from the enemy. And number two, for every lie the enemy has, there is a truth about what God says, and that's found in his word. So I think that's why I'm so passionate about this scripture in particular, because it really just counteracted all the lies that the enemy had been playing in my head. So the scripture I'm going to be sharing with you guys comes from 1 Peter 2 verses 9, and it says, whoopsies, but you are a chosen people, a royal priesthood, a holy nation, God's special possession, that you may declare the praises of him who called you out of darkness into his wonderful light. So from this scripture, I was able to identify four truths that helped me and really changed my life. And I hope those four truths do something to you guys too. So truth number one is you were loved so much that you were chosen. And you being chosen has nothing to do with your achievements, the car you drive, where you work. It has nothing to do with what you could do, give, or offer, but everything to do with who God is. And God is love. God's love for you is unconditional. God loves you so much so that he sent heaven's best to come down and take your place and mine. Truth number two is you are special to God. You are God's special possession. And you are so special to God that you are welcomed into his kingdom as sons and daughters of the Most High God. And as children of God, we in faith can be expectant of good things that God has for us. We have a good father who loves his children. So why do we think our future will not be richly blessed? We are God's children. So we have joy. We have peace. We have abundance as a part of our portion. And we have freedom in our inheritance. Amen? Amen. Truth number three is we have an identity in Christ. Now, when people don't have an identity in Christ, they go out in the world and they try and look for their identity in Christ. But the problem, they try and look for their identity in the world, I mean. But the problem with that is that the world is always changing. It is never the same and it is never constant. But how blessed are we to have God's word that is eternal? It's forever. In fact, a couple scriptures above this, in verse 24, it says, people are like grass. Their beauty is like a flower. Grass withers and flowers fade, but the word of God is forever. His promises for your life and mine are the same yesterday, today, and tomorrow. Truth number four, you are valuable. I sometimes think that people haven't grasped just how valuable they are to God. When God was creating you, when he was designing you, he had excellence in mind. You are valuable to God. The same God that created the heavens and the earth, all the beauty and splendor, he looked at you and the Bible said, he said, you, my child, you are my masterpiece. And for me, that is like the biggest compliment someone has ever given me. Yeah. So I want to ask, what is our response to this? What is our step to knowing all these truths that God has spoken over our life? And the good news is, the rest of the scripture tells us. It says, so that we may declare the praises of him who called you out of darkness into his wonderful light. We need to be people that aren't quiet about the good works that God has done for us. As God's people, it is up to us to proclaim God's goodness. It is up to us to show people what Jesus looks like. I love the NLT version of the scripture, the end bit, and it says, as a result, you can show others the goodness of God. How do you show people God? How do you show people what God looks like? And for me, I had to break that down. I say, God is love. So if I want to show the person next to me what God looks like, start by loving them. 1 Corinthians 13:11 says, if I could speak all the languages of earth and of angels, but didn't love others, I would only be a noisy gong or a clanging cymbal. So to end off, I want to say, start by knowing the truths that God has spoken over your life. Start by believing what he has said and what he has called you to be. You can't convince other people that they are loved and that they are chosen and that they have a rich inheritance if you yourself have not caught on to that revelation. And once you know that, proclaim. Don't be quiet. Proclaim God's goodness. Show people God's love. Let other people see Jesus' light inside of you. I read this thing once and it said, people will know that you are a follower of Jesus by how you love. So in all things, represent your Father in heaven well. Amen.